Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last week's episode, we talked about the AFC West. And in today's episode, we'll be doing our first ever mock draft. So this is very exciting for us. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing really good. I'm a Patriots fan, as some of y'all already know. So I'm ecstatic right now because, one, we got rid of that bum Mac Jones today in a trade. And two, we re-signed Kendrick Bourne, who I thought was one of our best receivers the past couple of years. And of course, on top of that, we're going to do one of my favorite things, which is a mock draft. So, you know, it's just been a great day all around. How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm pretty good. I was kind of shocked about the Mac Jones. I just looked at my watch and I was like, Mac Jones getting traded. I was just thinking, I don't know, Falcons, some team. It was the Jaguars. It was very interesting. I don't know what their thought process is, but hey. But big W for the Patriots today, re-signing Kendrick Bourne and getting rid of Mac Jones in one day.
Just shows. I mean, we're probably going to do the mock draft in a minute. It shows they're going quarterback. But, I don't know. I'm excited. I felt like I was really shocked where he went. But he's a native of Jacksonville, so you know, I'm sort of shocked, but sort of not. I wish him the best. I hope he turns it around, but he's been a bum, so I don't know how that's gonna go.
I mean, did you see Bailey Zappi liked
it? Also liked every other thing on his page. Someone went and looked. He liked everything. So it's like what we do, or like at least what I do. I'll just see something pop up. I'll click like and scroll. Could have been just what he did.
Yeah.
Just, but also, apparently, he was a terrible teammate to Zappi, so it also could have been the opposite, where he actually was intentionally doing it. I don't know.
From what the report said, he's doing that intentionally, liking the post. So. But I saw this meme today. It said, last time a New England Patriots quarterback went to a Florida team, they won the Super Bowl. So, Jacksonville
going. Feels like here. That'd be crazy. Kind of crazy.
It'd be so funny if, Trevor Lawrence got injured next year and then Mac Jones came in and just played phenomenal.
The only part that wouldn't be funny is the Trevor Lawrence injury, but yes, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to get in the mock?
Yeah, so I am doing odds, and he is doing even.
What's that?
Oh, wait. Yes, I'm doing odds. I'm doing evens. He's doing odds because our favorite teams are
on. I have Patriots are an odd number team, and Steelers are an even number team. So I guess, you know, it makes sense. We want our own team.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and also, there's going to be no trades because that gets a little too complicated.
Yes. We and might nobody, do more... nobody knows. It's too unpredictable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very unpredictable. We might do one in the future. I'm just going to assume we're assuming that Justin Fields is gone from the Bears.
Yes. That is the one thing I will assume. Now, he's supposed to have been traded already, but I'm going to assume he gets traded within the next 2 days. So, obviously, first overall pick, I think it's got to be Caleb Williams. Right? I mean, like, there's no other question to it.
I mean, there's no other question, really. There's not much to say on that pick.
There's no, like, hot take at all. Nah, you know what? It should have been J.J. McCarthy. Who am I kidding? We talked about him every week. We might as well have done it.
Yeah, let's restart it. J.J. Yeah. to the Bears, confirmed.
Imagine.
Well, with the number 2 overall pick, I am going with Drake May. I feel like this is an obvious one. Not too surprised here. But, yeah. Drake May is the second best quarterback in this draft class, and the Commanders need a quarterback, so go quarterback.
See, I will say I don't disagree with the pick, but the media has flipped on that pick and has put Jaden Daniels as the number two quarterback. And personally, I disagree. I mean, we talked about quarterbacks in depth in one of our first episodes. I think it was our first episode. So, you know, like, it's just, he's just not worth the number two. I think he's worth the number three, and that's where I think I will be going with my number three overall pick. I think that's the best bet for the Patriots, is to get that quarterback, because you're not trading for Fields. Sure, you could get Harrison. I like the pick, but it's just like, you have a quarterback need now, especially now.
Yeah, and I feel like them releasing Mac is like a definitely like, we're going to get a quarterback. Like, Mac Jones isn't our guy. And it was definitely known that he wasn't their guy, but he was still on the team, so you never know what happens. So, but I have the fourth overall pick, the Arizona Cardinals, and I think you don't think too hard about it. You go with the best player available, which is Marvin Harrison Jr., and I think this is where the draft really starts at five.
I agree. I feel like, this is the pick. If we were doing trades, this would be the pick that would be traded, at least in my opinion. I don't think the Chargers stay as of right now, because there's so much talent that they could get at so many positions that they need. You know? They should stay?
I think you should stay, yeah.
Okay.
Because this, if this was a bad draft class, I'd understand trade down. But this is like Neighbors, Bowers, Alt, all these guys still on the board.
Those are the guys I had written down right now. Oh. I'm like, I have no clue which one I want to go to leave you with the next guy. Little weird though. I like Bowers there, but I think I'm going to go with the offensive line pick. It feels very underrated need for them right now. So I think I am going to go with Alt.
He is the best offensive lineman in this year's draft, and I like that move. I respect it. But I would have probably went Neighbors there, or really? Bowers.
I was leaning Alter Bowers there. To be honest, I think Bowers is a top five, probably top 10 player in the draft, talent wise. But he's a tight end, and I talked about them last week, and you know how I feel about them now. So I don't know. I just wouldn't. They've got so many needs, and a tight end, like, he's an elite tight end, but like, you got to help Herbert out as much as possible. And I feel like the offensive line, you do that first. And as of right now, they still have Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. So until that changes, they're not probably going to pick a wide receiver.
Yeah,
that's fair. I think that changes. You know, we're doing this on Sunday, but it's clearly for Mock Draft Monday. It'll change Monday, of course.
Yeah, I agree. I have them picking Bowers in my mock drafts because Jim Harbaugh loves those tight ends. He loves using tight ends. So I just think, okay, you have a great tight end on the board. But I've also seen Joe Alt. It's an interesting pick at five, what they're going to do.
I feel like these two picks, you could probably flip-flop, because I don't know what you're doing with it. But, like, what are you thinking with six?
With the Giants, I was going to take Joe Alt. Because the Giants need offensive line severely. But I've also seen quarterback. I have seen it, but I think it's too high for any of these guys, but it's not too high for Joe Milton. Simple as that. No, I'm fine. I'm just joking. But for real, I like Malik Neighbors. If they're keeping Daniel Jones, because I've seen reports that they're not, like, they're done with Daniel Jones, but at this moment in time, all we know is Daniel Jones is still on the lineup. He's still their starting quarterback. So I'm going with Neighbors on this one because he's never had a weapon. He's never had a true number one weapon, and so give him that number one if he's still on the team or on the board. So
I didn't realize what this just left me with. I agree with that pick, though. I think that's what I have written down in my mock draft. That's my, like, this top six is pretty much my top six right now.
Yeah.
I've set myself up for a tough one.
I like Roma Dunze for the Titans.
I know, but Bowers, you know?
But they already have a decent tight end. He has a weird name, but he's all right. He's pretty decent. He has a weird name.
And then you're getting an elite wide receiver one for your quarterback. But then, you know, Bowers is like, he could be a good wide receiver and be a good – okay, I'll go Romo Dunze. That's a tough one, though, I'm not going to lie. That pick is a rough one.
I like that. I like that, even though Roma Dunze is still a top 10 player in my eyes.
Oh, yes. I know he's kind of falling down your board just a little bit.
Still wide receiver three, though.
Yes, but you weren't his biggest fan.
I'm not his biggest fan. He kind of reminds me of Jaden Daniels in the way that he's either a boom or bust prospect in my eyes. I think he's either going to be like a top three receiver in the next 2 years, or he's just going to be like, oh my, really? God, why did this team draft him? Like,
see, to me, his floor is like Cortland Sutton is right now. That, I think, is his floor.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I mean, and that's not a bad floor at all.
No, it's not. It's not a bad floor.
Falcons, this I thought long and hard on this one. You could go a lot of places. This is the one team in the top 10 that doesn't really need an offensive lineman at all.
Yeah.
Bowers, I'm not taking Bowers. They have
Poppets.
Kyle Pitts, yeah, that's his name. And so I am going with the first defensive player off the board, Dallas Turner.
Absolutely love that pick.
I'm hoping they get a quarterback. It's too high for any of these quarterbacks. This is also another team that needs a quarterback. But you can't reach on a guy at 8. You got to hit at 8. And you haven't had an edge rusher since – I don't know. Like, they're
Calais Campbell, is he inside or outside? I know he's a free agent. I mean, he's outside. Okay, so they've had Calais Campbell, but, like, I think
Calais Campbell, he's an inside.
So yeah, okay. No, that's all good. But that's definitely the right pick. Plus, Campbell's a free agent, I think, anyway. So, like, they still need some edge rush help. I think that's their biggest weakness on defense.
And I've seen him, Dallas Turner, mock there a lot. Andy looks good. He looks like a solid edge rusher, and he solidified himself for the number one edge rusher.
I agree.
But the Bears pick again.
Yeah. See, here I'm in a tough spot because, like, I really like what I want to do, but originally, I was thinking Romo Dunze here, and that's not going to happen because I picked him for the Titans. They're going to pick two quarterbacks, and they're going to pick J.J. McCarthy. No, I'm playing. Okay. I think – now, this is weird, but I'm thinking Brock Bowers.
Wow. Brock Bowers? But they have Cole Kmet.
Two tight end set. They can still run that. Bowers is going to be... Cole Kmet's probably only got 2-3 more years of goodness left. I really thought long and hard about this pick, and I was thinking about a couple spots, but Bowers is just way too good a tight end. He's basically a wide receiver tight end to just pass up on.
So you're going Brock Bowers at nine.
Yes, he's a top 10 player in the draft. I don't think he falls out of it. I don't see him anywhere else at the moment, and I just feel like that's just the spot left.
Yeah. I see him at 15 here.
But I'm not going to let him go that far.
You're not? So you're picking Brock Bowers. I just want to make sure.
Hold on.
Okay.
Dude, this is such a rough pick. I don't know. I need to scroll down a little bit. There's three guys in my mind, but they could go offensive line. You know?
That's what I like. That's what I like here.
Okay. I think I'll do that, actually. But who? Olufashanu?
He's my offensive line three.
Your three, that's fair. I prefer Olu. Is Wright on the right? Darnell Wright. They draft him to be a right tackle or left tackle.
Who?
The guy they drafted last year in the top 10.
Oh, Darnell Wright? He's right tackle. Yeah.
He's the right tackle. Who's the left tackle?
Oh,
what was his rank?
No.
Braxton Jones.
What I was thinking, take Jackson Spowers Johnson. I know it's a little high, but they need a center. What?
I said that's way too early, though. I like the idea. I just think it's too early.
I've seen him mock there.
Fair. I'm still thinking Olu. To be honest, Olu. Now. Yeah.
You're taking Olu.
You're going to... Yeah.
Taking... Okay. Are you sure?
Wait, let's do it. We'll go from there. I might have messed up your Jets pick, but go with it.
Oh, no, you didn't. No. I'm taking my offensive lineman two, which is Jason Latham. Latham, yeah. He is a really talented offensive lineman. He's very impressive. He is second for a reason. He's very talented. He's better than all these guys. I think Troy, this guy, should move to guard. Troy, if you watch him, he just looks small out there, and he's the smallest out of the top six offensive linemen in this draft. So I'm going to JC with that pick. But yeah.
Now, okay. I'm sorry to take it because I just got an alert. Eric Armstead was just released by the 49ers.
Wait, Eric Armstead?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. I'm kind of shocked.
That is crazy. Oh, 40.
NFL. I heard some releases were going to happen, but I didn't think it'd be this. And now, as for this pick. Okay. Man. This could fall very weird.
This is a confusing pick.
Yeah, because, like, does Kirk resign? Where are they right now, actually, on there? Is he testing three? Kirk Cousins?
I haven't seen many reports out. I don't know if he's testing it. I'm pretty sure he will stay in Minnesota for the fact that he just loves Minnesota and Minnesota loves him.
Okay, hold on. Kirk Cousins reportedly considering moving to Atlanta, and it's looking like he'll test free agency. To test free agency, but will remain in touch with the Vikings. So I'm moving under the assumption that he will remain because he's staying in touch. So I think they'll get a deal done, kind of like the Baker deal. I think it'll get done in the next couple days. So I think here is definitely a corner. or an edge rusher, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I would take a corner here.
Yeah. I'm really thinking corner. I'm thinking Mitchell.
Your guy.
He's my guy, and frankly I'd love for them to get a player like that. He's a stud. But I mean, on top of that, the PFF grades match. His overall season grade matches.
Which is rare for PFF.
I mean, PFF?
Yeah.
Actual W? Sorry. I'm picking Mitchell.
Taking Mitchell? All right. This pick. The Broncos are a very... This is so... I don't know what to do.
I feel like I set you up for a slam dunk, but I don't know if you want it.
Which is our boy, J.J. McCarthy.
Exactly. Like, I'm thinking, like, if Minnesota doesn't pick him, they pick him. If Minnesota picks him, Broncos trade back. That's the way I see it.
This is so hard because they don't have the team to build around J.J. McCarthy. This is not the team for J.J. McCarthy, in my personal opinion. And I feel like the Broncos will see this and be like, okay, let's just get some more guys. But it's also like you need a quarterback, and are you going to give Jarrett Stidham any
no way.
Chance? No.
I think they sign Sam Darnold tomorrow and then draft a quarterback. That's my personal opinion. You don't have to go on that. That's how I see it.
Going the Steelers route. Yikes.
I know. I set you up for like that, and I know you don't probably want it. Frankly, I could see that or corner.
Yeah, I was thinking corner. I was thinking corner here.
But a little bit not W by PFF, because Arnold is definitely better than Wiggins. And DeGene should not be the overall 8th-ranked player in the draft. That's my personal opinion, though.
Yeah, DeGene, 8th?
Wild. He's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah. But I'm going JJ.
You're going to go JJ? I like the pick. Frankly, if you didn't, I was picking him for the Raiders.
Yeah, that's so fair. I just... don't think it's a good fit for him at all.
Since you did that with him, and Arnold is still on the board, I think Arnold is that perfect pick for the Raiders right now. Their cornerback room, really depleted. They've got holes on the entire roster, sure. I could see another position here in Bo Nix. But it just feels too high, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And we're not doing trades, and I feel like this could be a team that trades back into the first to draft Bo Nix or just something, because they're going to go quarterback early. I don't know how early, though, because free agency, we'll see it tomorrow. They're probably going to get a veteran, so that probably quarterback just doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to Ron Arnold right here.
That's a smart pick. I like this pick. In Saints... this is a team that also needs a quarterback. And I've thought about this pick. And we're talking about, it's way too early to draft Bowman Nix. And in MIS, and for some reason, I do personally think this, I could see this pick.
I do too, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, which I'm sure you've done for a while, I definitely wouldn't hate it. Like, I wouldn't hate the pick.
If anyone's going to draft Bo Nix in the first round, I would love the Saints to pick this guy, Bo Nix. I almost feel like
the roster.
Yeah.
And he could sit.
He could sit, or they could do, hey, Derek Carr, you have 5 games to prove yourself, or 3 games to prove yourself. And if he doesn't prove himself, Bo Nix. But I feel like if you draft him this high, you have to – I'm not saying he has to start, but so I'm going Bo Nix. You have Alvin Kamara, you have Chris Olave. So I like this pick.
See, originally, because Bowers is still on the board, I was originally wanting to pick a defensive player here. For this Colts defense. But I think it's Bowers. Like, it has to be Bowers. There's no – I mean, I'd love for him to fall to the Bengals, but, ooh. I almost want to let it happen, but they need enough.
I'm picking a kicker at 18, trust me. If Bauer – the Bengals are drafting a first-round kicker, don't worry.
We'll go Bowers then. I just feel like they don't need offense, they need defense. And frankly, I think it'll play out differently than this with Bowers. I don't know where he's going to go. He's the biggest question mark on my board, but he fits.
I agree. Bowers, he could go anywhere. He could go top five, or he could fall to
15. And I don't think he should go as late as 15. Actually, he could probably – some team is probably going to trade him for him or something. I don't know.
Yeah. The Seahawks, I have two guys. Hi. I said you should move Troy – to a guard. I'm not the biggest fan of him at tackle. He's very small.
At the combine, though.
He has heavy feet, though. That's one thing that, like, that makes me a little nervous. These Washington guys aren't producing. Or, okay, I don't want to say aren't producing, but I'm not as big on these Washington guys as other people are. And it's not because they go to Washington. It's just I don't find them all that incredible. But I think this is where Jackson Powers Johnson falls.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have him. I like the pick. I agree with the pick. That's where I think I see. He has three spots where I could see him going.
Yeah. I could see him going to Jacksonville. Or the Steelers or Seahawks.
I see him going to the Eagles.
Wow, really?
Kelsey retired, dude.
Yeah, but they drafted a guy a year ago or so.
Shows what I know. Gosh, I didn't even know.
I believe so.
Okay, you've helped my pick for the Rams be a little less complicated now. I appreciate it. but looking at this pick, I'm thinking corner. Their cornerback room is garbage. They released Williams. I'm thinking this is where we see Wiggins.
Wiggins?
Like, it's got to be Wiggins right here.
Really?
Yeah, he's my corner three.
Where do you have Cooper DeJean?
Dude, he's fallen to the late first. I have him like to the Lions, like, late first.
Oh.
I haven't watched enough on him to say otherwise. I've watched the other guys. So he'll move. I'm lower on him because I haven't watched him. I'm not lower on him because I think he's bad. Or he's a white guy. I'm cheering for the white guy. He's pretty fly for a white guy, but I think this is Wiggins right here. I really do. I think they need a CB1.
Yeah, I like this. I can see where you're coming from. Yeah, I can see it. So, I have the Bengals pick.
Mm-hmm. I love that pick.
I'm going with the Oregon State guy.
Yeah, that's like, if they got him there, that'd be a steal almost. I've heard him going in the top 10.
He's so good. He's my so good. I think he's four for my offensive line.
Yeah. He's four. I had Latham at four. This is actually where I had Latham going. So.
Oh.
Let's see. We're at pick. What pick are we at? 19?
Okay. Yes.
Well, all of my guys that I wanted, they are gone. Is Latu still on the board?
Who?
Leah Latu. The UCLA. He is. That is the pick. I think that's the move. They need some edge rush. They need corner too, but like, oh wait, Verse is still on the board? Hold on. I'm picking Verse. I didn't even realize. I would pick Verse.
And
yeah, no, Verse is, he's a dog.
And he's fast. I think
he's my edge too.
Yeah, that's fair. He was very dominant in Florida State. Especially against Louisville.
Yes.
Are you going with Verse?
Yeah, I think I'm going with Verse. I didn't even realize Latu was still on the board, but yeah, Verse is definitely the pick.
That's fair. I like that pick. I like that pick. The Steelers. I've thought about this pick for a while.
Oh, I don't know.
I just don't know where to go, because we have plenty of positions we could go. We could go center. We could go tackle. We could go guard. We could go defensive back. But I think they're going to go with – I don't like this pick at all, but I think they're going with Mims. Something about the Steelers and – we just released our right tackle, so the Steelers like to bring in family or whatever, and Mims and Broderick Jones played together in college. So I know they're not family, but they're connected. So bringing in two Georgia guys.
That's what I had.
I just feel like it just makes too much sense.
And frankly, I should be the one hating on the Georgia tackles, but that's actually a pick I love right there. I feel like that's the perfect spot.
Yeah, the thing with I watched with Georgia is they go inside with their tackles. Like, they don't really block in front. They go towards the inside of the line. They block the inside, which is – they have a – weird scheme on the blocking. They have a weird blocking scheme.
It works. But yeah.
It works. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I set up a good pick, a couple good picks in a row for us. Not any that I disagree with, at least. This is where you brought him up a minute ago. The Washington guy. Like you said, I think he moves to guard. No, he's technically a tackle right now.
Yeah.
He's listed as a tackle, but I think he is a guard in the NFL, or at least he will not be a left tackle in the, like, at the NFL level.
Yeah, if he stays at tackle, yikes.
If he stays at tackle, right tackle, I could see it. Left tackle, not so much.
Yeah, I feel like he should get a guard.
They're losing Robert Hunt, I think. They're losing somebody. I think maybe they just re-signed Hunt. I could be completely wrong. Let me check that before you click it.
Okay.
No.
I have an interesting pick. I have a handful of interesting picks coming up.
Yeah, this is where I'll go. I'll do it. Just pull the trigger on it.
All right.
Man.
The Eagles, I think their biggest need is defense, every position, and I think this is where Cooper DeJean goes.
Really?
Yeah. They need the corner help. They released Bradbury, I believe.
They've not yet.
They released someone.
That was, who was it? I don't know.
Eagles release.
It was a
corner. I'll give you that. Von Maddox.
Yeah, Devontae Maddox. Ryan. Yeah. Bradberry and Slay. I think they're going downhill slowly. Yeah. So I'm going Cooper DeJean. Yeah.
I like the pick. I do. I would still pick Kool-Aid right there. That's personally who I like there. But I don't disagree with it, though.
That's fair.
So here, I'm surprised we didn't pick him sooner. I think this is where Byron Murphy goes. You know, I feel like this is just, they need help on the D-line. I think they're losing one of their D-linemen, and they don't really have any great ones right now. So I feel like that's one of the biggest holes on their roster. Is their wide receiver, of course, fine. Tight end, there's no guys I'd take right here. Linebacker, kind of the same boat. So this is where I see, Byron Murphy going.
Yeah, I like that pick. Yeah, I'm surprised he fell to 23.
I had him like towards the Seahawks originally. Yeah. So,
the Cowboys. This is where Brian Thomas is coming off the board.
Really, I like.
I don't like the Cowboys at all, but I'd like that pick for this.
Cowboys. I was so bored. I don't like that Leia Latu is still on the board.
Yeah.
It really bugs me. But I can't pick him at this spot. Who are the tackles on the board? Did we get rid of all of them?
Yeah. No.
I don't think there's any guy. No, there's not. There's not any guy.
Yeah, pick this. I don't think any of them are falling.
No. There's nobody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen Tyler from Minnesota go here.
I have. I've seen Kool-Aid go here as well.
Oh. That's actually a nice pick.
I like it. Okay, I'm curious of the analysis because we haven't looked at it. I think Tyler then, yeah. It definitely seems like the consensus.
Yeah.
I would pick a tackle if there was somebody left, but there's just not anybody I'd pick. So Tyler's probably, and
I feel like that's just such a Packers.
It is. Pick. They do stuff like that every year.
Yeah, so. All right. So, the Bucks, this is where I'm going Law to.
Thank goodness. I did not want him falling any further. I love that pick, though.
And the Bucks need help on their defensive line. They're getting older. So, I think this would be a great spot for them. And they drafted, I believe, a defensive lineman last year.
I think they did. That sounds about right. I think they did, and he did really good. Oh, it was like Clancy or something. He was at a Pit.
Yeah.
Oh, Cardinals. Okay. All right. This is one that I don't know. Like, what they should do. There's a couple things. Obviously, they got Harrison. I'm assuming a defensive player. Is this Kool-Aid? I think this might be where Kool-Aid goes. I don't see him falling any further than this. I feel like this is the spot.
Yeah, I like this pick. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he fits. I was weirdly thinking Peyton, or whatever his name, Wilson, the NC State guy.
Oh, yeah. I like Kool-Aid here. They don't have many good defensive players, so add to the secondary, help Budda Baker out. Great pick.
Oh, man. Bills are in a weird spot. Kool-Aid would have been perfect, actually, because they just released Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, they are tanking on the defensive side of the ball. And if you asked me 2 weeks ago, this pick would have definitely been a wide receiver.
Brian Thomas, in my opinion.
But now I just don't know.
Actually, I only wrote Brian Thomas down. When I was looking at the board, I was like, only wrote Brian Thomas down.
But I don't think you're going defense here. I think you are going wide receiver, even though they need help. They released half their – a guy I really like is Ladd McConkey here. I think he's better than Adonai Mitchell.
Really?
I do.
We're going to get into that on Thursday. That's going to be a fun list. Yeah.
I have some hot takes for wide receivers. So
I'm excited.
So I'm going Ladd. I think he just fits there.
Yeah. I don't hate the pick.
And Gabe Davis is a question mark. You don't know if he's coming back.
He's probably gone. Man, okay. It's definitely defense, right? Like, it's got to be defense.
Yeah, 100%. Or I could totally see wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver.
I don't, though, because, like, they don't really need one. And at least in my mind, I think the next wide receiver doesn't go until 32. Personally, that's where I see the next wide receiver. I just think because the Ravens did it last year, they won't do it again. That's my reasoning, at least. Do they really need a center and guard? That doesn't feel accurate at all. Okay, that's actually how I have written down as their top guy right now. That's funny. I don't even know how to say it. Rockstraw? I'm sorry. Yeah. For butchering his name. That feels good.
I can't tell you I've watched him, but
watched a little, like a game or I've watched two games I think on him, but not anything major.
Ravens, this is a I don't know where to go. This is kind of a bold pick. This is kind of a hot, very, very hot pick. I think they're going defense. I think they're going edge rush.
Okay.
And I think they're going Chop Robinson.
Okay, I like it. I do like it. I had them on defense too. I had them picking Newton there.
Oh, that's fair. I think, they're probably losing Clowney this offseason, so I could totally see a world where they draft edge rush, and I really, really like Robinson a lot.
Yeah, I like Robinson too. I feel like he fell a little too far on boards. I think he could definitely still end up in day one. Here, though... Man, I want to do it just because they just released Arik Armstead, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really want to just do it. But their offensive line was just not great. And that's what worries me. Who are the linemen? How many have we picked offensive line-wise? Like six? Offensive
line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, I don't hate six of them. I also don't love it.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot.
Like, at one point in time, I could see Guyton here. I don't now, but there's no guys I like right here, you know? So I'm thinking, I think it's going to be Newton then. I honestly, like, I really think Newton is probably that only guy left I could see.
He's I was just looking at the corners. There's not any corners.
I still see like six or seven corners going around one, you know?
Yeah. I could totally see that. Kansas City Chiefs. This is a I think you got to get a wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's I feel like this is going to happen. It's Mitchell.
I agree. Like, that's just – oh, my gosh. That wide receiver core will be nuts. Bryce and Mitchell across from each other is going to be an actual scary thought.
Yeah. So –
That is our first mock draft, if you just want to leave that up. Can't really get the full thing in there, but
hold up.
That's we can try. Yeah. I want to fit the whole thing.
There we go. Perfect.
Yes. That is our full first round mock draft prediction. Right there.
Yeah, two tackles back to back at 20 and 21.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could definitely see it.
Fatianu, he's going to be a guard, though. So technically, it's a guard at 21. Yeah. You know? But I just realized, okay, offensive line in general, we have Alt, we have Shanu, Latham, Powers, Fuaga, Mims, Fatianu. So that's seven already. Was there any others? No. We had seven offensive linemen. And then the secondary.
A lot of teams.
It's an offensive draft.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
The only big surprise here, in my opinion, is there's not too many like big surprises. I mean, Knicks at 14.
Yeah.
That was kind of a surprise, but I don't hate the pick either. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Bowers. Bowers, I think, is my biggest shock where we end up having him fall. I put him there. I still think he goes higher.
That's fair.
Like, I don't see a world where he falls that far. And then in this mock draft, in this universe of mock draft, we have Kirk staying. So this is all if Kirk stays. So if Kirk doesn't stay, that changes the rest of the picks.
Yeah. This is pre-free agency also.
Yes.
So... We have basically no idea.
Like, real fast, anything you think might happen for free agency?
We can talk about it.
I would just leave it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Who do you want to talk about first in free agency?
Okay. I'm trying to think of a good player to talk about. Well, I don't know. Obviously. I think it just happened. I just looked. I just had an alert. No, we're good. Okay. It was just Kendrick Bourne posting on Twitter. Never mind. We're good. That would have been funny if something happened again. Frankly, I'm shocked by Armstead.
I am too.
I'm not shocked for when it happens tomorrow. A couple Chargers guys are going to get released. I'm 100% certain of it. Okay.
Yeah,
we're assuming Kirk stays. What did you think of Baker's deal?
I haven't looked at it really.
It was
let me look it up.
Yeah, so it was 3 years, $100 million. His first 2 years are $30 million, and his last year is $40 million.
This is kind of giving me Geno Smith flashbacks.
Well, he's better than Geno Smith. I said it. I don't even feel like it's a hot take. He's better than Geno Smith.
Yeah, I mean I don't hate that take at all. but I like it. I mean, what other quarterback are you going to take here?
There. I feel like, ooh, okay. If Baker hadn't re-signed, I could have seen Penix right there. Or Nix, you know.
Ooh.
Like, if, ooh. Let's say, like, I mean, Lealatu, he was definitely, like, phenomenal, perfect pick right there. I feel like there was nobody else, no question. Now that I'm thinking about, I'm looking at the Arik Armstead. I could see, I'm jumping, sorry. I could see him being a Texan.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good fit.
Which now makes the pick at 23 a little less valid, but I still think they need help. And it also gives them a young guy.
I'm trying to think of a good spot for Arik Armstead. What would be hilarious to me if the Chiefs pick him up?
No way. They're... Okay, where did they get the money for Jones?
That was crazy. They just
pulled out their butt? Like, seriously, where are they getting this money from? Because they're only at -5 right now after his deal, I think. Hold on. Yeah, after his deal. He only has $7 million this year for a cap hit.
So they're screwed for the future.
Potentially. I'm trying to look. Chris Jones next year. That's what it is. He gets $34 million next year. Then 41. Then 34. And then 41 again. So.
How old is he?
He's in his 30s.
Yeah.
He's 30. Okay. He'll be a free agent in 2029. And we're in 2024. So he'd be 35 at that point, making like almost $34 million a year.
I mean, defensive linemen do tend to like fall off towards the older side of things. So I don't. Yeah, that. I don't mind. Chris Jones is a must.
Yeah, they can get out of the deal. I just looked at it.
Yeah, he earned it though.
He did. He did earn it. I'm. Like I said, they had to sign him if they wanted a chance. So,
yeah.
Any more head of free agency tomorrow thoughts, which we'll be posting right around when it starts to happen?
Any more big name guys that?
I mean, he's not a huge name guy, but Calvin Ridley, I've heard Patriots, so I'm not going to be shocked if he signs with them in the next couple hours or next couple days. Yeah. Apparently, they're going to give him top dollar. So if he doesn't sign, it's because he just doesn't want to go there.
Yeah, he wasn't as big of an impact as everyone thought he was going to be in Jacksonville.
I have a take for that.
What's your take?
That one, wasn't great coaching. Two, they didn't play him in the right position. I think he should have been played. He was played as an X wide receiver. He doesn't thrive as an X wide receiver. He thrives in like formation, like as a Z style guy, not as an X. His best year, Falcons, he played more Z formation style as a wide receiver. So, if whatever team picks him, if it's Patriots or if it's somebody else, I think they need to put him at that spot.
Yeah, but also drops really killed him, though.
He did have a couple drops, but it's also his first year back. And so, like, it's like the Deshaun Watson thing a little bit, where he hadn't played football in, like, a year. So I didn't really expect super duper much. Everybody just kind of a little overhyped him, you know?
I mean, do you think Calvin Ridley was betting the under in his games, though?
He might have. He wasn't betting on himself, though. I guess from how his stats were.
Or maybe he was, and he was betting the less receptions.
You're right.
I mean, Price Picks does have a lot of good deals going on, so.
You're right.
But a guy I do actually want to talk about is Daniel Jones and Barkley. Those are the two guys I'm very interested in this free agency. I know Daniel Jones isn't a free agent, but
Russell Wilson then? Kind of? Or I'll let you continue.
I mean, they did meet with Russell Wilson.
Yes.
I wouldn't hate it. Trade away Daniel Jones. Who would want Daniel Jones? Let's just say the Giants are like, hey, we're done with Daniel Jones. Anyone want to take Daniel Jones? Where do you want him to go?
Yeah.
Or where do you think a good spot for him to go is?
I'm trying to think. Oh, man.
I have an interesting one. I have the Seahawks.
I have another interesting one. The Raiders.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. But they have to get away from the Jimmy Garoppolo contract.
I think they aren't away from it. They can get out of it because he's on PIDs or something. I think there's some clause in there that allows them out.
Oh, yeah. So, where do you think Barkley's going?
Barkley? Okay, I think he stays on the East Coast. If I'm being completely honest. I hate it. I hate it so much. But they need a running back. I could see Philadelphia.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know.
Signs of the division rival. That would make so many Giants fans mad. But I could definitely see it.
And if I was Barkley, I wouldn't go to Philadelphia. The Eagles are on such frog watch right now. It's not even funny. In my opinion.
I can see the point for it, but yeah. Haven't done anything without Steichen or Gannon.
The Bills? Barkley? No.
They have James Cook. They don't really need him. James Cook kind of did well. Cowboys? Yeah. Gosh, that was
Ravens.
Suck. Ravens. I could see the Ravens. Baltimore is East Coast.
That would be incredible.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a cheat code. Like in Madden cheat code.
And then let's say Thomas fell to the Ravens at 30. Oh my gosh. Flowers, Thomas, Barkley, Lamar, Andrews.
Insane. And Likely, because Likely's good too.
Yeah, and Likely.
That'd be special.
I don't like the Ravens at all, but I would love to see that. Why do you think he's staying on the East Coast?
Because it'd be exciting, but I wouldn't love to see it because it's the Ravens.
Yeah. Why do you think he's staying on the East Coast?
I don't know, because he has everything on the East Coast. Like, I don't think he's going to want to up and move to the West Coast. I don't think he's going to a West Coast team. I know I've seen the Chargers, but I don't feel like it's in the cards to go there, at least for him.
No, I would
be completely wrong.
That'd be a good one. I like that.
I mean, would it be awesome? Sure. I just don't see it right now.
Yeah.
He'll sign with them first thing tomorrow. Watch. But I think he stays East Coast, at least my prediction.
That's fair. That's an interesting one. Yeah, Barkley, I hope he doesn't re-sign with the Giants. The Giants don't deserve him.
That I agree with. He's carried. They're going to be awful. And I'm, frankly, not really going to feel that bad. I think you understand why. But I won't feel bad. Because Eli Manning.
Oh, upside. Yeah.
I will not feel bad for the Giants ever.
Hey, Brady should have 8.
Eli wasn't born. Brady'd have a lot more records.
That is true. Eli Manning was the first quarterback to beat Brady twice and the only in the Super Bowl.
Tragic times. I think he was the first to beat him in the Super Bowl, too.
I believe so. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how it was their best season.
17-0. Oh, gosh. Brady said he'd trade two rings for that. Frankly, I don't blame him. I would, too. Oh man, yeah. Almost had the undefeated season. The GOAT debate would never happen. Would never. There'd be no argument if he went undefeated in a season. All the way through. There would have been no debate for Mahomes ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yeah, that team was very talented, though.
And Moss. And which I also wanted that because Moss would have gotten the ring.
But yeah, you have any more free agency thoughts?
Nah, I mean any draft thoughts either. Nah, I don't really have any of those. You got any?
No, I don't either. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I think that's where we'll end it today. We'll be posting. I think what we say Thursday this week.
Yeah, Thursday.
All right, see you that one. Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, a follow, subscribe, or even a comment. We always appreciate it. If you disagree with any takes or anything else, you know, just let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all tune in the next one. Peace out.
Peace.